And a boy named William, they might be nicknamed him.
William.
Or start with a B. You ever heard start with a B? Yeah. Same thing, change a W to a B.
Bob.
Billy.
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 Yeah. God, these things look on whatever.
Is this
bothering you?
It ain't bothering me.
Oh, all right.
If it does, let us know, because some people just hate it.
Well, you know, I was doing this to one man.
Really like it.
This is about all I can do now. The doctor told me it would.
As long as you keep telling his stories, I love it.
Yeah. I was doing this to one man, though, and the further I got, the funnier I felt, and the more funny he kept looking at me. And I mean, he was just looking at me funny. After a while, he started grinning. After a while, I started snickering. After a while, I just started kind of laughing a little bit. That's just Mr. Pryor. And I said, I know you think I'm crazy, but I just, you know, I just.
Mr. Pryor, fine gentleman. I've been knowing him. He's a fine man.
He really was. He was a very nice.
Fine man.
He really was. He said he'd been living out here a long time.
Oh, Lord. He get about old as me. He say he's older, but he get about old as me.
Really? He claimed 84.
He get about old as I am.
Well, I believe he's up and about, and he's real spry. But I believe you're more up and about than he is.
Well, he's pretty spry.
He was talking about he gets out in his garden every day.
You see, but he didn't work like me. See, I used to run public gym day and night, and my work was night and day. Everybody asked what time is it. When my daddy last time, he said, when it's dark, so it's night. He said, when it's light, it's day. He said, you keep the ball hot. That's the way I come up.
And you keep the bottle hot?
Keep the bottle hot. See, it was steamed. It wasn't electric, you know.
With wood.
Oh, and that's how you keep warm?
Keep that,
no,
you keep
gin
that gin cotton. I run the public gin cotton here. Every 30 minutes, my daddy was one of them waking men. He lived till he got 74, and he's a damn boy could not run him.
Really?
That's
right. He's 74 years old. Well, he tell you right now, I said, let's take a raise. I said, you can outrun me, and he won't joke.
Really?
Get in the field, you can outwork him.
I was talking to this man that helps us up at our place, and he worked at a cotton gym when he was a little boy, and he learned how to, he stoked the fire, I think, they had a fire running for it. It turned a boiler, it worked a boiler that turned a,
That's the engine that turns the gin. You see, they got a boiler and the engine. You see, the boiler, you have to fire it up, take about an hour. They get it full of water, get it pumped full of water. You fire it up with water already. But after you get up about 30 pounds of steam, you turn on the injection and pull in the water. And then you set your pop valve to pop off at 125 or 150.
That's what you're talking about.
Well, when my boiler would pop off at 127, my father would toot a whistle. That means turn the wheel over, let the gin go rolling.
Yeah.
He meant it then. He didn't mean it a few minutes later when he said toot. He meant turn the steam and let the engine go rolling. If you didn't, he said, what's the matter? You sleep down there? You sleep and come up here. Well, that's the kind of fella you were.
This man was also talking about when he was just a little boy pushing these bales of cotton around, saying he said he was little, but he could push it, you know, as good as the bigger ones. And where'd you push it from?
Oh, you had to push it right from the press. You had to push it right from the press. That's right where you go stock it at. Somebody else, you see, you gin it for everybody in the whole country. And when it falls from the press, you had a man right there to put his name on it. Yeah. And keep it shipping around. Sometimes God just ship that cotton for around the Yashani Road. Have poles laying down, skint poles. And you take some boards and put around there, 2-inch boards. That's enough for your trucks to roll on, your wheel. You roll your truck right down there and you get your bale of cotton right where you want it. Dump it right up against that bale, next bale. Go back, get another, dump it there. That's the way it's done.